This episode of Great Big Pranks is brought to you by Onion Scented Deodorant.
Are you tired of smelling like the same old deodorant scent every day? Spice up your life with a revolutionary product, Onion Scented Deodorant. Imagine the refreshing aroma of freshly cut onions following you wherever you go. With Onion Scented Deodorant, you'll stand out from all the crowd. Whether you're at work, hitting the gym, or out on the town, be the talk of the town with this unique fragrance. Don't settle for the ordinary anymore. Experience the boldness of onion-scented deodorant today. Onion-scented deodorant, because being ordinary is just too boring.
Not recommended for use at formal events such as weddings, funerals, job interviews, birthday parties, gala dinners, award ceremonies, corporate conferences, diplomatic summits, state banquets, inauguration ceremonies, academic convocations, royal weddings, or retirement dinners.
All right, I get it. Jesus.
Big hairy ball.
What the fuck is that bitch talking about? Call the police over toilet jello?
I'd like to make you move. I wasn't beating it too hard with the phone.
I cannot fit my two fingers, actually.
I'm at the bookstore, baby.
Well, it's floppy, and it's, how do you call it, shiny.
Oh, the Vinster, the V-Meister, Vinny Mac, V-Money.
Hello?
Vinny D. Vinny, you sexy motherfucker. It's Friday, baby. What's up?
Where's you guys been?
That's what we were just saying. You know, we are like traveling right now. We're actually in Vegas. And we were like,
oh, cool.
You know who we haven't talked to? V-Dog. We haven't talked to V-Dog. What's up, baby?
Not much, honey.
So what you up to tonight?
Not much. Just chilling.
You're chilling like a little villain.
Yes.
Vinny the villain. You know, am I right?
There's this saying that I would love to hear you say. It's like, you know, like one of those popular like memes or something like you hear in the internet, and it's you can start the show. I want to hear you say that. Can you start the show. Thank you, V-Dog, you sexy little motherfucker.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I just want to take care of that off the top.
Mindy.
Oh
yeah,
hi.
Mindy's sexy little ass is right here. We listen to this, V Dog. This is a crazy story. We had to go to the grocery store earlier because Mindy, you don't want to hear about this maybe, but she got her period and we had to go get her some tampons. Anyway, we went and we paid for the tampons, but we stole mm-hmm. like 15 cans of shaving cream, and we are pulling some wicked whippets right now to the dome. Like where you inhale the gas, the propellant from the whipped cream.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like nitrous oxide.
So good.
Yeah, it makes her voice deep because it's a different kind of gas. So it makes mm-hmm. her sound like a dude. It's so funny.
Oh my God, here. Oh, this
Mindy,
is so
it made
good.
Your
it only
voice
lasts
sound
a few
so
minutes.
Funny. It makes
oh
it
God.
Sound so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really dizzy. And I can only see the color blue. Oh,
yeah, and you hear helicopters like it's Vietnam.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, like that. You're clearly someone who's done inhalants before, Great Big Pete. Congratulations. Methinks Great Big Pete got into the duster as a child, and it explains a lot. Do you hear that laugh? That's the laugh of a Huff freak.
That's a Huff laugh.
He was like, he was so pissed off when they put detergent in like the computer duster. He was like, what the fuck? And he had to start ordering his duster from like China just so he could keep getting that
Holy
sweet, sweet
shit.
High. Holy crazy moly. Son of a bitch. Do you know how many brain cells you're burning by the moment, Pete? For fuck's sake. I mean, Mindy, dumb bitch. Hey, Vinny, can you say, Mindy, you're a dumb bitch?
Nah.
Come on, I she likes that type of thing.
I cannot disrespect females.
Oh, you're a real gentleman.
Yep, I cannot disrespect no female.
That's a double negative, so do you mean you could?
No.
He just won't do it, Mindy. He just won't do it. It's just below him. It's below a man of his stature, and I believe that to be true. Congratulations, and thank you for having standards, Vinny. That's why we love you. And that's why you're loved by, like, the greater, you know, like, family. You know, like, the greater audience.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So, Vinny, have you gone on any dates lately? Seen any sexy bitches?
Nope. No, ma'am.
Tits out for Vinny. Tits out for Vinny, Mindy.
I've been going on the free chat line. I think that's how I met you.
I think that is how we met.
Somebody was on freechatline.com.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was you.
I think you're right.
I think you did.
I think you're right. I think you're totally right. Do you talk to many people? Yeah, I know, we know the number. Do you need the number?
No, I got. I know the number.
I go on there
almost every day.
Oh.
So you must know the number. You go to the free side, right? You don't pay for that shit.
No.
I'm good. Yeah, don't pay for that. Good for you.
They give you two phone numbers, but the other side, they only give you 30 minutes when the first call, but then after that, they want you to pay for that one.
Yeah, but if you're a bitch or you have a sweet, sweet voice, they'll give you they let you call for free.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just go on the 712 stuff.
I thought you were going to do a promo. Oh my God, DJC is here. I wonder if he's in his Tesla. Hey, DJC, how's the Tesla doing?
Oh my God, I am not in my Tesla.
DJC, we are on with V-Dog. V-Dog, this is my cousin, DJC.
The V-Dog in the house.
V-Dog in the hizzy. V-Dog? DJC is actually a DJ. You guys should do some beats sometime.
Cool.
Drop a beat.
You do some rapping, don't you, V-Dog? You've done a couple. You dropped some beats for us before.
I think so, ma'am.
Yeah. V-Dizzy. V-Dizzy in the hizzy for shizzy, my nizzy. Oh my God. I just had like a 2007 Snoop Dogg seizure.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
Yep.
So Vinny, what are you up to tonight? Gonna be watching some wrestling? You're gonna get...
Just chilling, listen to TV and stuff.
Cool. What's on TV? Do you like watch football or anything?
No.
No. Any other sports or like women's gymnastics or
wrestling? WWE.
Yeah, that shit's fun. John Cena. Like, you can't see me.
Monday
you
Night
can't
War.
See
John
me.
Cena, The Undertaker, Kane. And Hulk Hogan. Well, Hulk Hogan not wrestling anymore. The Rock, not wrestling anymore.
Yeah, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yep, he lives in Miami.
Does he really? Isn't the Kane somehow related to the Undertaker? Oh my God, I was thinking same thing, Pete.
I don't know. I don't know if it is in real life, but I know they were brothers on wrestling. They may be brothers. I don't know.
Like in the storyline, they were like brothers or something, and they're like the same size. They're like big dudes that have like that do a similar move.
Yep.
Like that choke slam. That's the Undertaker's thing, right? Huh? That choke slam.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some good wrestling video games back in the day. Remember those?
Yes.
Yes.
Those were fun.
Yes. They look, they feel so weird though. They make them look real on the game. Like,
oh yeah, nowadays.
Person.
Nowadays it looks really real.
Back then, no. Back then, they just said it was a game. But now they make it look so real.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy, like the technology.
I know. Okay, I should let you go so you guys can have fun in Vegas.
All right, sounds good, Vinny. I hope you have a great night. We love you.
You too. Love you guys. Bye, Mindy.
Oh, bye, Vinny. Oh, my God, I love you so much.
Bye,
V-Dog.
Bye, Mindy. Yeah.
You can start the show, Vinny. You can start the show, baby.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead. You're connected. When done, hit the pound sign. That's the pound sign. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God, this is so crazy, but go to your window. Like, go to your window right now. This is crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, go to your window right now. Like, look out. You look out your window.
I'm looking out.
Do you see us? This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I see him.
He doesn't see us. He's right there.
I see him. I'm taking his picture right now.
Okay.
Yeah, take his picture.
What are you guys doing? You guys are hot.
We can see you. We can see you right now. Oh my God, he's right in the window right there.
Do you like what you see?
No.
Put that away. Are you gonna let us in?
Sure.
We may or may not be vampires.
No. Not come on in. What you need to do is you need to come outside into the front yard and shake your dick around. Yeah, shake
naked.
Your dick around in the front yard naked. Then we'll come out of the car.
Right here?
No. Get outside. You're not outside, buddy. Come on.
All right, I'm getting outside. All right. Take it all off.
What a fucking goon. Him off. There he is.
Go ahead.
Get ready to sniff Mindy.
When done, hit the pound
sniff
sign.
Sniff him up,
that's
Mindy.
The pound sign. Say hello.
Hello.
Mindy.
Oh, my God.
Mindy, get in here.
Is this?
Oh, Mindy.
Is this Jason?
It's JJ. Jason. The one you wanted, whose balls you wanted to smell.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Hey, JJ. Mm. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I want you to describe your testicles to me.
Open.
Yeah. Mm.
Describe my balls.
Yeah.
Mm. Big. It's big, heavy hung, and it's clean shaven. Smooth.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just swing around.
You said it's smooth. Is that because you have, like, because you shaved, or is it because you got Scrotox?
No, I shave. It's all shaven down below.
But there's still wrinkly balls, right?
Sensitivity.
Yeah. Do they get that nice rib cage effect when they get a little cold?
Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. Then I wear my cock ring.
I love that. You know? Oh, my God.
Oh, don't tell me about your cock ring. Those are boring. Good night, Stabs.
Good night. Yeah. Good night, Stabs.
Hugs and kisses.
I like a girl that wears a double-headed. You know, to penetrate me and do a reach around.
Oh, yeah. You want to get fucked like a little bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I have a very high sex drive.
He's got a very hoy. He has a hoy sex drive. A very hoy sex drive. Yeah. So hoy.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God. So if your testicles... I want you to grab your testicles, you little worm.
Uh-huh.
I want you to grab them by the base where they meet your body. And I want you to squeeze that as hard as you can. And then with your other hand, I want you to turn your testicles clockwise.
What?
I want you to now. I want you to grab. What? Okay, let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Now, what's the heaviest, hardest thing in the room right now? Okay, I want you to
careful.
Go.
You better be careful, Mindy. You better be careful, Mindy. Listen. You remember what happened last time. Be careful, Mindy.
Listen here, you stupid
be careful,
worm.
Mindy, you be careful.
I want you to slam your dick in the door.
Mindy, you better be careful. I hear him getting close. Be careful, Mindy.
All right.
Okay.
I want you to vomit on your
much.
Dick.
Be careful.
You're fucking pathetic. What are you doing out here, bro? What are you doing out here?
Oh my god.
What are you doing, man?
Oh no,
what are you doing out here?
Vlad, you're gonna ruin it.
What are you doing this line? What are you doing this line, bro? What are you doing with your life, bro? Come on, bro, look in the mirror, bro. You fucking pretending to play with your balls, bro. Come on, man. Come on, man. This is broken, bro. What are you doing, man? This isn't what men do. Come on, bro. You're not even ignoring. You just ignore me. You're snapping your nuts, man.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Man, this guy's weird, man.
Hey, Dad. Dad.
Hey, excuse me. Here's a message.
He's a fucking freak.
To talk to you live, one-on-one.
Oh, here's that
Go
weird guy.
Go ahead. You're connected. When done, hit the pound
weird.
Sign. That's
you got a surprise
sign.
For us.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
How are you?
So good. How are you?
I'm so fucking horny. Jerking on this grown man cock.
What kind
I got
of
a mushroom heat on that cock too?
What kind of surprise do you have for us? A pony?
I got a 10-inch surprise for you.
Really?
I got a ribbon on it.
Let me think on that. Is it a new paint roller cover?
No, it's not.
Is it a new action figure of some kind?
No, it's not. Keep guessing.
Is it a box of candy?
No, it's not.
Does it hold some kind of a delicious liquid?
Of course.
Is it a bottle of wine?
Delicious too.
Is it a bottle of wine?
No,
of some
it's
kind?
Not. No, it's not.
Is it like a big beer, like a 40-ounce beer or something?
No. Keep guessing.
Is it candy? Is it like some kind of candy?
No, it's not candy.
I give up. Is it a bottle of Meowness?
No, it's not.
A jar of Meowness?
No, it's not. Let me know when you're tired of guessing, when you want me to tell you. Okay?
Tell me what it is.
It's this 10-inch cock I got waiting on you.
Oh man, 10-inch cocks are what everybody on the line have. I thought you had something special.
This is special.
What's special about it? What's special about it? It doesn't sound special.
The way I can maneuver it.
And how can you maneuver it? How can you maneuver this 10-inch cock that's special?
When I put it in you, the way it slide up and down in you. Yep.
You sound like your 10-inch cock went to special needs in school. Did your 10-inch cock have, like, special ed?
He didn't ride the short bus, but his cock did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How you figure that? How do you figure that?
Because you don't sound stupid. You sound actually pretty intelligent, and that's attractive. But what isn't attractive is your 10-inch dick. Your 10-inch dick, frankly, it sounds mentally disabled. Or developmentally delayed. Whatever we say nowadays. On the spectrum. I don't know.
It sounds stupid.
I just don't want to get canceled.
I apologize. It just sounds stupid.
I sound stupid. How is that?
No, you sound fine. Not you. You sound smart. Your dick sounds stupid.
I don't know if my dick sounds stupid.
It sounds dumb as a dick. It sounds like a dumb Big dumb dick.
Why? Because I got a serious dick that makes me stupid?
No, your dick is stupid, not you. Just your dick. Just your big stupid dick.
Okay. What do you ladies want to talk about, dear? Whatever you want to talk about.
I want to talk about your big stupid dick.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. What do you want to know about it?
Left or right?
I would love to penetrate you with it.
Left or right?
Left or right? What do you mean, left or right?
Which one? Left or right?
Well, I'm going to say right.
Right. Okay. Cut or uncut?
Cut.
Shaved or unshaved?
Unshaved.
Big hairy balls?
Yep.
Mindy loves that. Mindy loves big hairy
big
balls.
Big hairy balls.
It's her thing.
Big hairy balls. Waits on you.
Mindy loves big hairy nuts. It's her thing. Frankly, the hairier the better. In her dream guy, it would be like a couple of like hairy little walnuts.
Well, look no further. That's what I have.
You got a couple hairy walnuts for her? Mindy, he's got a couple hairy walnuts
for him. Oh my god. Sorry, I was so distracted with my masturbating.
Really? Are you masturbating?
Yeah, she's flowing like Niagara Falls over here.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I wish I was there. I wish I was there with you, lady.
Shut up for a second.
Lady? I'm going to ask you something.
No, shut up for a second. I had to move to the toilet. Now, Lorna, you get the fuck out of the bathroom.
Oh, have you ever had a big black cock before?
I'm sorry, Hello? What was that?
Have you ever had a big black cock before?
No. But I have a couple of sex toys that I use.
Oh my god, you're making her blush. She's blushing so much right
now. Am I really?
My sex toys? The one sex toy that I use in my butthole, it's about the size of a fire hydrant, like a small fire hydrant.
Well, I can't do nothing with you.
No, because...
I mean, no need to be exaggerating.
Because I've been sitting on things like fire hydrants and like broken fence posts and stuff since I was, you know, like, yeah, in college, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In fact, well, I can prolapse my... If I hold my breath and push out, I can make my vagina turn inside out.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that trick before.
Yeah, well, it happens. It's called vaginal prolapse. Look it up on the internet.
I certainly will when we get through talking. I certainly will. Now, get it back to my big black cock.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you would like it?
Well, no,
really?
I would rather be a cuck to your big black cock. I like to watch you and Lorna go at it. In particular, I would like you to put it in Lorna's bum hole.
I don't have a problem with that. What does Lorna think about that?
Lorna's been eating Taco Bell all week and Bush's baked beans.
Really?
Yeah. So it's going to be messy. Well, you're going to get the old shit dick.
Do you think she would like this big black dick?
I don't know, and I don't really care.
You know yourself, Sophie. Would you like it?
No, I told you not. I'd rather watch while, you know, Lorna gets shit all over your dick.
Oh my god, that's so dirty.
Well, she does what?
That's so gross.
Well, she shits on your dick. Yeah.
No, that's kind of
you guys
cool,
have gotten to the poopy part. I'm moving on. Bye, weirdo. Have fun with your poopy dick. Bye bye.
Excuse me. Here's a message from someone who wants to talk to you live, one on one.
Hello. Time. Brown hair, blue eyes, muscular build.
Yeah, totally.
To hear that message again, press.
Go ahead. You're connected. When done, hit the pound sign. That's the pound sign. Say hello.
Mindy. Hi, I'm Mindy. I'm seven feet tall. Uncut.
It's Mindy and Lorna. What's going on, baby?
Oh my god, you sounded like such a dork.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. How old are you guys?
We're in our 20s.
Nice.
How old are you?
What are you guys up to? I'm 22.
Yeah. Right on. What are you doing?
Just hanging out, watching some TV.
Ooh, yeah. What's on TV tonight?
Some sports.
Some sports. You watching the sports ball? That's so masculine and manly. Mindy loves men who watch sports.
Do you eat nachos when you watch sports? I'm watching sports right now. I'm eating nachos.
Mindy was just saying she hoped she could find a sports watching guy to eat nachos with her.
To talk to you live, one on one.
Oh, fuck yeah, let's get wild.
To hear that message again.
Go ahead. You're connected. When done, hit the pound sign. That's the pound sign. Say hello.
Hello.
This is Chatline Customer Service. We've had some complaints about lewd comments coming from this account.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
What have you been saying to other people on the line? We've been asked to ban this account.
Okay, ban me then.
Goodbye. You'll be banned.
Go ahead. You're connected. When done, hit the pound sign. God. That's the pound sign.
Oh my god. Oh
say
my god.
Hello.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mindy and Lorna.
Hey, it's Mindy and Lorna.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, what's up, baby? What you doing, baby girl?
I'm chilling. What you doing?
See, you're chilling right now. A little bit of horny. What are you so?
We're feeling crazy. We're having a party.
It's just the two of us.
What type of party are you having?
We're having a cocaine party.
A cocaine and air duster party.
Yeah.
Like, listen to this. Listen to this.
Let me talk this. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Holy fucking shit. Oh, isn't that crazy? Like, my voice just went down. Oh, like, totally.
Mindy, it like, makes your voice come back so up. Fucking low.
Hang on
That's
a second.
Crazy.
Hang on a second. Here we go.
That is crazy. That duster makes your voice really fucking low. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. My throat, when I do the duster whip, like, hoofs or huffs or whatever, I can hear my blood flowing in my brain.
Yeah,
going through your head, right?
That's the sound of your brain dying.
Whatever, it feels so fucking good.
No, you're having a good time.
This guy's like a huff. This guy likes to huff stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a huff nugget.
Cool.
Can we call you Hugh Huffner?
Hugh Huffner. I was just thinking the same thing, Mindy. Oh my god, twinsies. Oh my
twinsies.
God.
High five.
Oh my god, winning. High five. Oh. Try again. Good job.
Like OMG.
OMG, Hugh Hefner. I could picture Hugh Hefner, wearing that stupid towel thing and like his face all spray painted from huffing. Like Charlie Kelly.
Yeah, but I need my girls right next to me, right?
Shut up.
You need my girls?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. This guy's stupid. I'm moving on.
Hey, excuse me, here's a message from someone who wants to talk to you live, one-on-one.
Hey, baby, let's get wild.
To hear that message again, press 1. To respond...
Go ahead.
Either
you're connected.
Cowboy.
When done, hit the pound sign. That's the pound sign. Say hello.
Hello?
Hey there, cowboy.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, sitting here horny. What are you doing?
Well, I was just rolling Mindy and Flower, looking for the wet spot.
Oh, you was?
Yeah. She's the largest woman in the state of Minnesota.
Do what?
Do what now? She's the largest woman in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and she's incredibly sexy, and she has like 4 boobs.
Damn.
Yeah. At least 4.
So what do you look like, baby?
Oh, I look nothing like Mindy. Like Mindy the Mountain.
What do you look like, honey?
I'm tiny. I want to get big like Mindy, but I'm not big like her.
Yeah?
I'm a cow. I go moo.
Cow?
Moo, moo, moo. Yeah, I'm literally a cow.
I'm a bull.
You're full of bull is what you are.
I like to make you a moo.
You want to make me moo? Oh, I bet you could make me moo.
Do what, honey?
Do what now?
I said I'd like to make you moo.
I bet you'd like to. Ooh, with your big cock. How big is it? Let's hear it. Yeah. Slap it on the phone. That sounds like a baby penis.
No, it's not.
That sounds like a little tiny baby penis.
No.
That sounds like if you took your little pinky and you tapped it on the phone, that's what that sounded like. Little pinky taps. Little tinky tink tink tink. That was more of a ding than a dong.
Well, I wasn't beating it too hard with the phone.
you sure weren't, and I don't think you could. It was too small. It was just too small.
It's another one.
One-on-one. Hey, what's up? This is Mike. Just really tripping right now. I'm bored.
He's really tripping?
We're going to get into some wild fun tonight. So, yeah. Anything you have in mind?
Did he say he's tripping?
To hear that message again.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike. Just really tripping right now. I'm bored.
What's,
get into
he's tripping or dripping?
To hear that.
Go ahead. You're connected. When done, hit the pound sign. That's the pound sign. Say hello.
Hey, are you tripping or are you dripping?
I am road tripping.
You're tripping on what?
No, I'm just driving. Like an 8-hour drive, and we're halfway through.
So you're taking a trip, is what you're doing? Your trip in?
Yes. Yes.
What a weird way to say that. You said you were tripping. I thought you were like on mushrooms or something.
I wish. Oh my goodness.
No, I wish not. So don't go driving on mushrooms. It's not good.
You're right. You're right. That wouldn't be.
I know. That's a terrible, terrible idea. Okay.
Yeah. So just.
All the charisma of a fucking doorknob. Bye.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.